Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Questions for Katie Green. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
I don't know why this is making me nervous.
It would make me nervous, too. Before we get to Katie Green, the news machine, Katie, the news lady, I was getting some texts from a friend of mine, and we've been having this conversation ongoing for, well, actually for quite a while, but the last couple of days it's been emphasized. The whole, like, younger people in their 20s in the workplace thing that a number of people have observed. And I've had this experience myself, and they are having the problem with the level of, like, familiarity and lack of, and it's hard to say this without sounding like a dick, but just like you go into a workplace where you want to be what the older people are, but you treat them like peers in a very too familiar way that didn't exist throughout my entire career. And I just had that experience here, and now they're having this person, other person's having it at their workplace. Just like way too much, you know, hey, bud, how's it going? Hey, what's up, dude?
What, like, just a lack of respect.
Yeah. And again, it's hard to say it without sounding like a dick, but when I started in various jobs, I didn't talk to the older people that had the jobs I wanted that way. And, like, suggesting ways they ought to do things differently and just... And I've had a couple of people mention that sort of thing. And what we were discussing is where that comes from. Joe and I regularly say, and I never hear anybody else say this, they didn't raise themselves. They didn't raise themselves. But culturally, why do young people come into the workplace and feel like they can treat their betters as their peers? Okay, I said
they're better. Wow, that you do sound like
industry.
A dick. And a British dick, no less.
I don't know what the right term would be, but
no, I get exactly what you're saying. I don't know, just off the top of my head, I think it probably has to do with virtually all of our experience was actual back in the day, and every generation would layer a little new lacquer or details on the way people act, in quotes, come up with variations and change it a little bit. But now so much of people's experience is virtual. They're not a product of what they've experienced in the same way. I don't know. Does that help?
Well,
maybe
if you're going to go with multi-causal, I can throw out a whole bunch of multi-causal. I think, I mean, it's the some of the fruits of the everybody gets a trophy generation, which has been going on for quite a while now, but
true,
that's part of it. The self-esteem movement, we went way too far. Too much self-esteem is what I'm saying.
Oh, you got miserable failure.
You've got way too much self-esteem for your age and where you are, all right? take it down a notch.
And what you've accomplished.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
More importantly.
Yes, Michael.
Yeah, that and the whole the parenting trend of I want to be my kid's friend, not their parent.
Right. You have something, Michael?
Yeah, I'm ashamed to say this, but I watched a manager reprimand a young reporter here at one time. And, you know, it was over something very minor, but he had basically said, you know, you need to pick it up. You need to, you know, get with it. You're sitting around. And the young reporter looked at him and said, I'm sorry, but I've never been talked to that way. I don't know if I can work here. And this person was like 25 years old.
Yeah, so again, getting to my monocausal stuff, no teacher can talk to kids that way. So if your parents aren't talking to you that way, the teachers, the coaches, nobody ever talks to you in any sort of way that kind of puts you in your place. And again, it makes me sound like a dick, but there is a place. There's a place for children. There's a place for people lower on the rung. There's a place. There's a structure. There's a hierarchy in life. There just is.
And I sure as hell hope there is, like when I go in for a surgery, I'm hoping that person did well in medical school, for instance.
Yes, Katie.
Well, no, I just think about a lot of the younger people, too, have kind of been growing up in that anti-law enforcement generation. Like they don't respect the cops. What's going to make you think they're going to respect, you know, somebody who might have worked at a company for 5 years more than them? I don't know. I think that the lack of respect for law enforcement kind of trickles down.
I don't actually know. It might just be all of these things, but I have experienced, and it's really off-putting. I'm going to try to explain to my kids to have a different attitude when they go into a workplace with the people above you, with way more experience, making a lot more money than you. How about you watch and observe as opposed to think your peers? They got something you might want at some level. Anyway. I've come across enough people bringing this up to know it's a thing. If you have any thoughts on it, listening to this, you could text us or email us. How do people email us?
Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
All right.
I learned a lot from veteran radio people. I was thrilled. I wanted them to take me under my wing.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Or veteran whatever industry you go into. You're an new insurance salesman. The people that have been there a long time making more money with the nice car, maybe pay them some respect and listen to what they got to say.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So back to the Katie, the news lady. We got a text with a couple of questions that I don't think we've ever asked you before. I'll just read it this way. Katie Green is a great addition to Armstrong and Getty, a real pro, but I do have some questions. One, how many push-ups can she do?
What the hell?
You know, I don't know. I know that I've done, I think it was 28 in 30 seconds.
How recently?
Like 2 months ago.
Okay, that's pretty recent.
So I think that number's probably gone up.
Yeah, if it's fairly recently, that's okay. I don't like people telling me how, like, this always comes up with running.
2006!
This always comes up with running with me, and how long did it take you to run the 10K or whatever. I used to run a 10K and whatever. Yeah, how long ago was that? When's the last time you ran a 10K? And if you haven't done it in 15 years, I don't freaking care. All right, what difference does it make? Do it now!
1978, by the way, as long as you asked. Literally.
The last time you ran a 10K?
Yeah, it might have been 79.
I'm going to do one in the next year. That's what I'm building up to. I'm going to run a 10K in the next year.
I'm one of those. I need to get that 0.0 sticker for my car because I've never run a 10K and will never run a 10K.
I've never seen that. That's hilarious. 0.0 in the same font.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And it says, I don't run.
If a bear chases me for 10 kilometers, I will do a 10K.
There you go.
Turn to the bear and say, how long are we going to do this? Because if it's going to be more than 6.1 miles, I might as well just lay down.
Right. Why would I want you to eat me when I'm tired?
And you're
tired. Let's just get this over
There's
with.
No advantage to either one of us.
Let's cut to the chase.
Right.
Cut the chase to the catch.
Ah.
Yeah. So you've done that many push-ups fairly recently. That's a good chunk of push-ups right there.
I have not done a one since my back problem started last summer, so I think I need to start working my way back. I haven't even tried it.
I'm 3 out of the last 5 days, I think, so I'm on a bit of a roll here, eating and exercising. Have you ever been arrested?
No.
No? There was a hesitation.
No, there was a dumb situation when I was in middle school that it resulted in me getting in a lot of trouble momentarily before the truth came out.
But you weren't arrested.
Mm-mm. No, I've never been arrested.
So your hesitation wasn't, should I say this out loud on the air or not? Your hesitation was, does this count?
Because I went through everything other than getting booked, I went through the process of, some kid ripped the Mercedes emblem off of the vice principal's car and stuck it in my backpack because I had come from a Christian school and he was all anti-Jesus and God and all that.
Wow.
And then told the school. And the best part was when the assistant principal came and got me from class, and she pulls me out and she says, you know, I think you have something of mine. And I'm like, oh, no. She goes, you might be wearing it around your neck. Because all the kids were like wearing the big fake car emblems around their chains.
I remember that when that was a thing, yeah.
Yeah, wow. And so I pulled out the Catholic, you know, the Celtic cross that my mom had got me. And I'm like, I'm clueless at this point. She opens my backpack and damn it, there was a Mercedes emblem in there.
Wow. So this kid went and said Katie Green stole the Mercedes emblem and has it in her back?
Said he saw me take it. And
wow.
He did it to another girl that transferred to the school from the same school with me. So we both got pulled into the office and were talking to the cops. And
well, and how long did it take you to straighten this out, Flavor Flav?
How did you clear yourself?
It took about, I think I was in the office for 4.5 hours writing a statement and everything. And then the whole time I'm going, my dad's a judge. Just call him. We'll clear this up, you know, because he was a judge at the time. And it took a lot. It was traumatic.
You know, for some reason, this reminds me of one of my more embarrassing stories.
Oh, no.
Before we get there, Katie, what does it take to become a judge? Because Jack knows this. I've been saying for years I ought to be a judge. Do you know why? Because I'm so judgmental.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it.
I think I'd be really good at it. So, did your dad get elected, or was he an appointed judge?
He was appointed by Duke Majan.
Ah, okay. A farm governor of yesteryear.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Was anyway, he a TV judge?
Huh?
A TV judge.
Ever been on TV?
Oh, we could give Judge Judy a run for her money.
Oh, I so want to be a TV judge. Anyway, Jack has an embarrassing story, I guess.
Gladys, I was in high school. I believe I was a sophomore in the band. And this is embarrassing for odd reasons. So the trumpet section had decided that during this rest, a rest, if you don't know, music is silence, or you'd stop playing. But in this case, it was actually silence during the song. During the rest, all the trumpet players were going to, I forget what the noise was even, pretend to burp or something like that. So it was like, bada 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 bop, burp, bada bada bada, but everybody was going to do that. And I didn't, but all the other trumpet players did. And the band teacher went batshit crazy, like band teachers do over anything.
Yes, yes, because they hate life.
Because they hate life. And they hate the fact that they're genius musicians usually, and now they're teaching a bunch of teenagers who couldn't give a crap about music, and it makes them so angry that they drink and yell at children. This is when
he used to hurl things at them.
Yes, he used to throw his keys at people. His whole set of keys. Ah! Or the baton. He'd throw the baton at people. Erasers, all kinds of stuff. But anyway, he got so mad at people burping during the rest, and he went one by one. Who did it? Who did that? And then everybody's just kind of sitting there, and some people were smirking or whatever. And he went one by one and looked them in the eye and put their finger right in their face. Did you make that sound during the rest? And most of them fessed up and said yes. But it got to me, and I said no, because I didn't. So I was like a triple whammy of awful. I don't think the band teacher believed me. The other kids were like, what a puss, because I didn't. And then I was feeling horrible for him thinking I was lying, and that my peers thought I was weak for not joining them in the completely meaningless hijinks. But that's the kind of person I was. I didn't join in the hijinks.
And here we are all these years later, and it's still affecting
you. It's still affecting me. Not because it bothers me, because I didn't. I'd feel better if I had.
Well, you may have been a trumpeter, but you've certainly earned the sad trombone.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. That's exactly right. I didn't join in meaningless, nobody gets hurt, teenage hijinks because I was too straight-laced. Isn't that incredible?
And you still got yelled at for it.
And I still got in trouble for it because he didn't believe me. I could tell he didn't believe me.
So are there any more questions for Katie?
Yes, there are. Here we go.
I'm enjoying this.
Have you ever been arrested? What's the biggest celebrity you've ever met?
Ooh, I interviewed the cast of Jackass, so Johnny Knoxville and all those guys.
Okay, cool.
And Robin Williams.
That's a big one. That's a really big one.
He was really sweet.
At what point in his life?
Later, actually. This was in 2011.
So that's toward the end then.
Yeah. He was at I was at a comedy show, and his daughter was performing, and he was there to watch his daughter.
Ah.
Cool. Bay Area guy, so.
Yeah.
Easy to run into.
San Francisco, the purple onion.
Mm-hmm. Do you get anything out of meeting celebrities at this point in your life?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't really. After you meet everybody should get to have the experience of meeting enough celebrities to realize it ain't nothing. I mean, it ain't nothing.
Usually fairly awkward.
Or, like, I mean, you guys know this, be in a position where some people might look at you as one, and you're just no.
Yeah, exactly.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah, that's the weird thing about celebrity. It's all in the other person's head. It doesn't actually exist as a thing. It's and you can't measure it or anything like that.
Right. And while I actually 98% of the time really enjoy meeting folks who say, hey, I recognize you, I just want to say I like the show. It's because people are very nice.
And sure. Oh, yeah.
They often
end
up being really nice people who I enjoy chatting with.
Yeah.
The greatest experience to illustrate what Jack's talking about is, and this has happened many, many times, we'll meet like a super avid listener who has a friend with them, who doesn't listen or has never heard of us or was from a different part of the country or whatever. And you had one person about to go to pieces and the other like, hey, how's it going? So people have observed, fame isn't something you have. It's something they have.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to put it.
It's so, anybody who aspires to fame, don't trust me when I say this.
Yeah.
If you aspire to have a successful business, I consider our quote unquote fame just to be, like an after effect of having a successful business. But the idea that your self-image will rise and fall based on the number of people who think you're cool or whatever, no, you don't don't get into that.
That always reminds me, I'll make this short, but Tim Busfield, I don't know if you know that name, Katie Green, but he was a big TV star for a while. He was on 30-something, which was like the hottest show in late 80s, early 90s. Big deal, though, like huge Emmy Award-winning giant show, and he was on that and became really famous and went off the rails. And then ended up in Sacramento, where he was from, and running the local theater. And super nice guy. But we had him on the air a number of times, and he was talking about that realization himself, because he thought he had changed into something else. And it took the crash for him to realize it was all fake. None of it was real. I'm still the same guy.
Yeah.
When it goes away, it goes away. It just never really existed. So goes away is kind of an interesting... You're famous, Michael. Famous for the way you end this segment.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I guess that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
It's kind of like going, okay.
Okay. That's neat.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.